We are doing the laws of Lashon Hara. We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the 10th chapter, the 10th halacha, Klal Yud halacha Yud. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing circumstances under which it is permissible to tell other people what someone had done wrong. And the Chafetz Chaim went into so many details about how you have to be careful to make sure you know the facts right, you've tried talking to the person, all the different angles of what you have to cover before you're allowed to say something negative about someone. V'da'od, I want you to know further. We're on page Kuf Pei Zayin, Klal Yud, Halacha Yud. V'da'od, I want you to know further. D'shevin yachad din sipur lashon hara al davar avon shebin adam lachavero, v'sipur lashon hara al davar avon shebin adam lamakom. If it doesn't matter if you're saying that someone did something wrong to his fellow man, or someone did something wrong between him and his creator. You're saying the guy ate pork. You're saying he turned on a light on Shabbos. He didn't do anything wrong to anyone else. He did something wrong in his relationship to Hashem. Well, the laws of Lashon Hara are the same. And Bavrash Ben Dam Lamakom En Mutal Sepir Alav. But when it comes to a transgression between man and his creator, you're not allowed to tell other people. Even if you fulfilled all the details, you know it's true, you tried talking to him, your intentions are for the good. But you're still not allowed to say it unless you've seen him do it consistently. We're on page Kuf Pei Ches. And everyone knows it's prohibited. And look elsewhere, we explain the details of this. It's a little bit more complex because we all make mistakes. Ein tzadik asher yaseh tov v'aretz v'lo yechetam. There's no one who's so pious who can say I've done nothing wrong. Mi yomar zikiti libi. Who can say I purified my heart? I've never done anything wrong. I'm so good. No, you're not. Let's be real. We've all made mistakes. We've all done things purposely wrong. We've all had moments of weakness. So I can't just go and tell other people that someone did something wrong. We have to fulfill all the details we learned about. Only when it comes to transgressions between man and his creator, well, there you have to know that he's done it numerous times on purpose before you go telling anyone. You have another detail. It has to be obvious that he knows what he was doing is wrong. There are more details to fulfill. And the Chafetz Chaim is still going to go on about this, how careful we have to be before we permit ourselves to say something negative about someone.